540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Open enrollment season starts soon for many health care plans. People who get health insurance through their jobs are urged to look into their options. Suzanne Potter has more.
Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare advises people to pay close attention to the coverage for specialty benefits such as dental, vision, hearing, critical illness, and mental health.
You want to know what specifically you're going to have access to. How big is the network of therapists and psychiatrists and mental health professionals? Some employers offer navigation or advocacy services to help you find a good fit.
United Healthcare sponsors a website that explains the difference between terms like monthly premium, copay, coinsurance, and deductibles. They also have a page to help people understand the various Medicare plans. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The federal government shuts down in 2 weeks if Congress and the president don't enact a new budget. Republican Congressman Brian Stiles says he's optimistic a deal can get done, even if it's just a continuing resolution to buy a little extra time.
There's a lot of conversation here about maybe 30, 45 days. I think 30 days is probably pretty reasonable. Give us a little bit of breathing room, but keep the pressure on to get these bills done.
Stiles spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Video of Congressman Derek Van Orden shows him taking a bow after he yelled profanities at a group of teenagers in July. That's according to Congressman Mark Pocan. He tells the Journal Sentinel he saw footage of the incident yesterday. Reporters are not able to verify what Pocan says he saw since the footage is not available to the public. Van Orden was leading a late-night group of tour of the U.S. Capitol when they came upon a group of Senate pages taking photos in the rotunda. Democrats in Wisconsin are joining a nationwide effort to restore abortion rights in Idaho. Nate Weggehout has more.
Governor Tony Evers and State Attorney General Josh Call are joining a coalition of 24 other attorneys general. They are fighting what they call a radical abortion ban in the state of Idaho. Under the Idaho law, healthcare providers could face criminal prosecution for providing abortions even when deemed medically necessary. Under federal law, hospitals are required to provide abortions in cases of medical emergencies. The Biden administration sued the state last year. The coalition filed their amicus brief defending the Biden administration. On Friday, Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
A man from southwest Wisconsin admits he paid someone in Indonesia $100 to torture a monkey on video. Kenneth Herrera from Soldiers Grove is pleading guilty to federal charges related to the footage. He could face up to 7 years in prison when he's sentenced in December. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Women's health clinics in Milwaukee have resumed offering abortion services. Throughout the day yesterday, about a dozen pro-life demonstrators gathered outside the clinic on Water Street in Milwaukee. It's been reported that all the appointment slots at the Water Street Clinic were fully booked within 24 hours. The decision on changing services comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade about a year ago. Snapper mowers are a thing of the past, and some workers are out as a result. Pete Schwaba has more.
Wauwatosa-based Briggs & Stratton has confirmed to the Milwaukee Business Journal that they've downsized its workforce. It's following news that they are discontinuing its Simplicity and Snapper brands for the North American market. The numbers of affected employees and their locations aren't yet known.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers get ready for their home opener. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay welcomes the Saints this Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. The Pack coming off that 25-24 loss to the Falcons. Left tackle David Bakhtiari did not play due to his lingering knee injury, so Rashid Walker got the start. Elton Jenkins had to leave the game after suffering a sprained MCL. Royce Newman filled in at left guard. How'd they do? Matt LaFleur.
Royce came in, did a nice job. I thought Rashid, for the most part, did a really nice job.
Rashid Walker played played his college ball at Penn State and says that he feels comfortable in his role with the Pack.
I've been taking reps with the one since camp. I'm comfortable with the group. I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Last night in the NFL, the Saints beat the Panthers 20-17. Saints quarterback Derek Carr off to a shaky start with incompletions and an interception.
There's so much that we have to clean up, but it feels so good to clean it up when you win, you know.
The Browns got beat by the Steelers 26-22. Cleveland star running back Nick Chubb carted off the field with a season-ending knee injury. College football, Wisconsin's Luke Fickell says he had a heart-to-heart talk with the Badgers running back Braylon Allen before last week's win over Georgia Southern. The head coach says that Allen has been dealing with some injuries.
I'm not saying he was going to be a game-time decision, but there was, you know, he had got dinged up a little bit even in practice.
The Badgers head to Purdue for their first conference game this Friday night at 6 in West Lafayette, Indiana. Baseball, game 2 of a 4-game series tonight between the Brewers and Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Trevor McGill gets another shot at starting for the Brewers against left-hander Drew Rahm for St. Louis. First pitch at 6:45. Milwaukee with a 6-game lead over Chicago after losing last night to the Cardinals 1-0. The Cards' Adam Wainwright held the crew to just 4 hits, earning his 200th career victory. The 42-year-old Wainwright, who says he plans to retire, thanked the fans.
I love this city. I love being a St. Louis Cardinal, and I love that I got to play my whole career here. Thank you all so much for embracing me. I love you.
Pitcher Adam Wainwright with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. It's going to get to be 80 degrees and starting tomorrow for about 4 or 5 days, man.
I know you wouldn't believe it based off yesterday and today.
No, man, but anyway, it's a respite. It's not exactly Indian summer, it's too early for that. But I'll welcome 80 degrees about now. Got a lot to talk about this morning, as always, but I want to begin with this article that and I've said this. I don't hide what's happening in my life from the listening audience. I have a son that's mentally ill, and he's been mentally ill for the better part of 25 years. And he is totally disabled because of his mental illness. He's schizophrenic, and he's bipolar. And he was... you know, fine up until the age of about 20 years old when he was in college and mental illness hit him and his life was turned upside down and inside out, and so was mine. And so it's been an ongoing issue with trying to get him the best help we can possibly get for him and give him an opportunity to live as quality of life as he possibly can based on these mental illnesses that he has. And I'll tell you something. We finally, last year, I went through an awful lot. My son stopped taking his medication, lived on the street, basically, for a better part of about 8 months. And to try to find out where your loved one is and what he's doing. And he went from about, 180 pounds all the way down to 120 pounds and was really in a bad way. And, you know, had I not been able to do some research and find out, you know, what things were available. There aren't many. We were able to get him stabilized, back on his meds, And now he is doing much better. I sleep a lot easier because I know where he is. I know that there are people in a facility that provide him and the others who are in that facility all the support and help that they need. And so he will at least be able to live out the remainder of his years, hopefully, God willing, without having to go back to living on the street. But I said all that to say this, because we are still at a time in this society where we have so many people who need mental health help and not enough mental health available and not enough facilities to house people with the maladies that my son and other people have. And maybe people aren't really aware, because you'll hear people say, well, hey, we can't afford those things. We certainly can't afford that. We can't afford to house people who have mental illness, when we know that the mental illness issues in this nation are rising astronomically. Young children who have been diagnosed with severe mental illnesses, and on and on and on and on. And yet we have a society that basically says, well, they're on their own. You as a family member, you're on your own. We as a society, we don't have the resources to address that. Well, I think we do. We use the resources in the wrong manner. What am I talking about? I don't know if you guys really are aware of it, but we've got fewer mental health beds in this country than we had back in the 1850s. Now, what was it that people understood in the 1850s where they had more mental health beds than they do now, when there are far less people than we have now? What was different about the people of the 1850s that they had compassion for their fellow Americans who had these mental illnesses, and they understood that a society that was righteous would make sure that it had these provisions for those with mental health issues? You know where the top mental health facilities are located now in this country? Los Angeles, the Los Angeles County Jail, the Cook County Jail in Chicago, and Rikers Island in New York City, where at least one quarter of all of those who are locked up are diagnosed with mental illness. And they're not being treated while they're in these institutions. It really is, to me, an unforgivable sin that we as a society, and I'm not saying this because I have a son that's mentally ill. I watch people who have these mental illnesses, and it does not matter, you know, what their backgrounds are. It doesn't matter. There are people with PhDs and no degrees who have mental illnesses who are struggling. They're the wealthiest families in the world, and they're the poorest families in the world who have these mental illnesses that we are not addressing. And you have to ask the questions. For those who keep saying it's not the government's place to do that, then what is the government's role? Well, clearly there are some who believe, as Robin Voss and Republicans here in the state legislature believe, it's the government's role to make sure that multi-trillion-dollar and billion-dollar corporations who run own baseball teams, that we certainly don't have any problem coming up with the financial resources to make a commitment to pay $600 million to keep the Milwaukee Brewers viable through 2050. No problem. We'll make that happen, right? Because sport and entertainment is the order of the day. $600 million could certainly make a major difference in the lives of families who have mental illnesses, who have loved ones who have mental illnesses. I mean, I know that there aren't going to be many who are going to say, well, yeah, that's a great way to spend the money. But come on. The fact that we are going to continue to, I remember the debate when they tore down the old Miller Stadium. I mean, County Stadium. And the argument and the debate about spending at that time about $400 million to build what is now American Family Park. The debate went on and on and on. Should we take taxpayer dollars to subsidize, you know, private businesses? And even though there were many of the taxpayers who said no, we moved forward and built what was then Miller Park. And now here we are. 20-some-odd years later, a request for more than almost twice what the park cost the taxpayers to maintain it. And, you know, in another 25 years, they're going to ask for $1 billion to maintain it. You know, it's almost as if our politicians are whores. You know, they'll do what's right for major corporations and major businesses, and not for the people. And as Robin Voss, as weaselly as he is, has no problem figuring out a way to come up with the money necessary to make sure that the Brewers remain, he's the same guy who's willing to push back and fight against raising money to make sure that the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County were able to pay the bills that they had. He fought that nonstop for a decade or more. He fought it. Well, we're not going to do that. But now he demands the same city and the county to be able to come up with resources to pay to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Look, I know I've gone to American Family Park several times this year. But you've got to have the discussion. And so Robin Voss and others shouldn't be able to get away with, well, you know, we've got to do this, there's no choice. When people who are in need and dire need, they turn their back on. 844-967-2789 is the number. What are your thoughts? We'll be right back.
Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 67. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 56. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 79. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 58 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the mental health crisis that continues to plague our nation, and the fact that we don't seem to be willing. It's not a matter of what we can't. It's a matter of we don't seem to be willing to do what's necessary to improve the lives of American citizens who, through no fault of their own, have fallen prey to this mental health crisis that exists in this nation. From 1955 to 2016, the number of state beds that were around, national beds that were around in this country, have plummeted 97%. So there was a time in the nation that we as a nation thought that it was our duty and our responsibility as human beings to do something to help fellow human beings who were troubled. But I remember a decision that was made by then President Ronald Reagan. Never will forget it, that we could no longer afford to house mentally ill patients in these asylums and facilities. And so with the stroke of a pen, it was then President Ronald Reagan who erased most of those asylums that were open. And to be honest, many of those asylums really needed to be updated and upgraded. And many of them, if you ever saw the movie Once Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, that was kind of the way some of them were, but others were not so draconian and so outdated. But instead of updating those, he, with a stroke of a pen, put those mentally ill people on the street. And it's been a major struggle ever since, as people with mental illnesses can now go out and buy guns, even though they're mentally ill, and do some horrendous things. I'm not saying everybody who has guns and do the kind of crazy things that are being done because of their mental illness, but it certainly doesn't help, because there's nobody's diagnosing these illnesses. And until somebody creates a crime, until somebody does something outlandish, until somebody takes the lives of people, do we then listen, as that person is expected now to be dealt with justly? That's when they will listen and find out, hey, you know, by the way, so-and-so has a mental illness, even though the family of that person might have been crying out all along, hey, my child has a mental illness. Is there something anybody can do to help me or support me? But once again, we have a nation that has been unwilling to do that, willing to spend the amounts of money frivolously that we spend militarily. No problem with that. If it's going to be something to kill people, we're all in on that, right? Man, make sure we get as many weapons of mass destruction as we can, because we're worried about China, we're worried about Russia and North Korea. Hey, how about worrying about the American people for a change? How about worrying about the young people who are dealing with this horrible, horrible illness that so many of them are facing? How about doing something to prepare for many of those young people who have, you know, uncertain futures before them? We certainly have the ability to do that, and what we really need is a will to do it. And I would certainly, it's not something that, you know, most Americans are going to talk about if they don't have some loved one, but I venture to say all of us, you know, inside of our extended families, have somebody who's wrestling with or dealing with mental health issues. Whether we know it or not, it exists. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Five Americans freed from wrongful detention in Iran arrived at a military base in Virginia early this morning. Special Envoy Robert Karstens traveled with the group.
On behalf of the President of the United States and the Secretary of State, it's an honor be the first to welcome you back to the United States of America and to freedom.
A court in Moscow has just sent an appeal by an American journalist back to a lower court. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Evan Gershkovich is appealing his arrest. He and the Wall Street Journal deny the spying charges, and Russian officials have provided no evidence against him.
They haven't set a trial date. On day five of the auto worker strike, Union President Sean Fains released a video threatening more walkouts if there's no substantial movement in contract talks by noon Friday.
Auto workers have waited long enough to make things right at the big three. We're not waiting around and we're not messing around.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The plan to finance improvements for the Brewers Stadium could involve Milwaukee City and County taxpayers contributing around $200 million. Part of the proposal is to winterize the stadium, enabling it to host events during the off-season, like concerts, NCAA basketball games, and the NHL Winter Classic. The bill requires approval from the state legislature and Governor Tony Evers. A Milwaukee developer is seeking financial backing from the village of Brown Deer to demolish two empty office buildings and build 150 market-rate apartments. Developer F Street could get about $6.5 million in tax incentives for the project on West Brown Deer Road at North Deerbrook Drive. The proposed project includes garden-style apartments, individual unit entrances, and the possibility of commercial development on a one-acre lot. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, yes, the Republicans in the House clearly are hell-bent on helping to shut down our government. And let's do this. Before we go there, let's bring Tom on from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. So the thing is, the things that are happening are because we the people apparently don't give a damn, or we don't have enough time to worry about these things because we're too busy with bread and circus. One thing I'd ask is that we no longer call what these companies are getting. We no longer call them subsidies. It's corporate welfare, pure and simple. And everyone needs to understand that it is corporate welfare. It is basically the politicians giving the corporations free our money that we pay through our taxes. And we really need to understand that. And my other question would be, Earl, how is there any way that they could make the Brewers like the Packers, where people actually own a piece of
No, because it's private ownership, and so that's the way it is. And so, you know, one thing about our society is we are more concerned about sport and play, you know, and entertainment than we are about the lives of our fellow Americans. And it's just true. Because if that wasn't the case, then why would it be that, again, Robin Voss has the unmitigated gall, after doing everything he could to choke off the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County for over a decade and allowing it to raise resources to make sure that we kept going, and then to come before the state and the county and say, well, we need Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to divvy up and put money in a stadium to keep the Brewers afloat. Absolutely, you know, unmitigated gall. You know, and people won't call him out for that, but I will, because nobody can explain to me how it makes sense that you are willing to allow people, citizens who struggle and who need support to not get the support from the government, but as you stated before, major billionaire who owns the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, he gets an opportunity to keep making money. And he can't do that without the support and the help of the taxpayers. But the taxpayers, even if they disagree, as we did before they even built what was then Miller Park, they wound up getting the money anyway. Because, again, a horse that we have in some of our politicians, Robin Voss included, were able to you know, disavow those things when it came to the people. But he couldn't help but stand up and other Republicans and say, this is what we need to do. Hey, Tom.
And Earl, that's part of, and that's part of the problem is the fact that we have media that is constantly, you know, if the media never talks, the corporate media never talks about the things that you're talking about.
I know.
Even in their updates. You know, today it was the update was about, or the top of the hour was about Russia, Iranians coming back, which is all foreign policy. Nothing about, you know, domestic policy. Nothing about a statistic like you're talking about. When does the corporate media ever talk? I'm sure if they could make money off these insane, or, you know, these asylums, I shouldn't call it that, recovery houses for the mentally ill, I'm sure if they could make a profit off of it somehow, then the government would definitely go.
Tom, as I stated before, 1955 to 2016. So in that period of time, they've cut these beds by 97%. And so these American people are now on the street, the majority of them. And so, for heaven's sakes, we can't do anything to help those people, but we can do everything to help the billionaires. I mean, that's the bottom line. And the fact that, you know, the majority of the people who do support this kind of thing, Tom, just happen to be Republicans, right? I mean, they do. And so you can't help but ask the question, what is it about them? Many of them who don't seem to have any compassion whatsoever for the American people. Their compassion is for the billionaires and the multi-billionaires. Tom, thank you very much for the call. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning to you, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. You know, right now, that area, the group that signed this lease with the Brewers are not honoring their deal. You said you went to American Family Stadium a few times this year. Was it raining?
What's your point, man?
Hello?
What's your point?
Was it raining? Because they're not honoring their deal to maintenance. The Milwaukee County will be sued by the Brewers if they don't maintenance the building. That was the deal that Milwaukee, the Milwaukee County, the association signed a deal that they're responsible for the maintenance of the building. Right now, all that money that you're talking about, most of it's going to repair the roof. And I think it's an awesome deal to keep the Brewers for 27 years, and it'll net the Milwaukee community right around that area will be beneficial. Right now, you're not honoring your lease. You will be sued. And if you think there's issues now, just wait till you're sued
and CJ, they win. Hey, CJ, I live in Milwaukee, okay? So, you know, you're going to tell me about how much money it means to those of us who live in Milwaukee and those of us who said no in the first place. The majority of the people in the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin said no to building the stadium. I remember the debates, and they built it anyway. And so the bottom line is it was forced upon those of us who live in the city of Milwaukee. We wanted it downtown. Those of us who live in the city of Milwaukee, like those stadiums are all over the nation, and what they did when they built them in downtown areas across the nation, it spurned development in those downtowns, Kansas City, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, were redeveloped decades before the city of Milwaukee because the stadiums were built downtown. Instead, they were forced to build it where they built that stadium. And so to benefit people outside of the people who live in the city of Milwaukee. So my bottom line is the fact that to now force the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to fork over these tax dollars that the Republicans on the state level weren't willing to allow us to raise for a decade or more is hypocritical. And for Robin Voss and the Republicans to come up with a plan themselves, I hope that the governor vetoes it. I hope he vetoes it. Let's deal with the realities of what it is. And if it happens, so be it. The Brewers, the Braves left before. We survived without baseball.
May I respond?
Yes.
Okay, great. Because Governor Evers, there was no state money. It was all paid for by the taxpayers. There was no capital investment by the Brewers and the Brewers owners. There was none. So if you want to get hit hard by the state, Evers' deal that he offered didn't have any other money, didn't have any capital investment other than the taxpayers. So the mere fact that this deal also includes future taxes by the owners, by the players, by the investment of the people who are going to most benefit from this, it's a wonderful deal. And you would cheer for Evers to delete this and get sued by the Brewers and be responsible because they're not fulfilling their lease.
Hey, CJ, let me be clear. Anything that Robin Voss and the Republican legislature decides to that it's going to improve the lots of the people who live in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, I'm leery of. And rightfully so, because they've done nothing but obstruct the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County ever since I can remember. So to think that all of a sudden Robin Voss and the state legislature is all of a sudden all in on doing something to benefit the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, I say, the hell with that. I know who they are. And I know that behind any and everything that they do, it's to penalize the city and the county in which I live. And as I said before, I've gone to Brewer games. But if we can't come up with resources to help people who struggle, then I'm not going to sit there and cheer on tax dollars being used to help billionaires. You can do that. That's fine. I think there's something wrong with that.
Well, wait till you lose the lawsuit, Earl.
Hey, CJ. Hey, CJ. What lawsuit are you talking about? The only thing what will take place is the Brewers will leave. They're not interested in a lawsuit. They're interested in continuing to make record profits. They're not interested in suing Milwaukee or Milwaukee County. They'll do what others have done, take their toys and leave.
They haven't threatened to leave, but they will sue.
As I said to you, I lived during the time that the Braves left. You remember that? Do you remember that?
The money and the Brewers. That's the problem, Earl.
You say what?
They're going to sue. You'll be out the money and the Brewers will leave.
Hey, CJ. I don't buy the sky is falling. Thank you very much for the call. You know, I wanted to get back to the fact that what the Republicans are looking to do now, once again, is they, with this debt ceiling debacle that the House Republicans have come up with, the things that they want to cut, the Institute on Health, cancer research, decrease funding to those of you who support the Ukrainian war in Israel. In the 8% cut that the Congress, Republican Congress, is proposing, those things are in there. Not to mention many of the other things that help the average person in this country move forward. And what are they planning to get out of it? Well, we want the wall. You know, give us the wall. And if you don't give us the wall, we're going to punish the American people on the other end of it. That's the plan. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh, yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 67 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 56. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 79. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So Donald Trump's army of online trolls are increasingly confident they've helped bury Ron DeSantis in 2024 presidential race, but they want to make sure he's dead on arrival for the next election cycle. It's mind-boggling to me. Let's do this. Let's go to Gene from McClure. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Good morning, Earl. Great topics this morning. I have to say that I don't think the Republicans have ever worried about some business suing them. In the past with the trains, I think, somebody we had a deal with, and I think we ended up paying a lot of money for.
Yeah, toggle.
And there's things that you've done, Foxconn. I don't know, but I sure hope somebody really studies this before, Milwaukee's stuck, because they go after Milwaukee. They don't care about any place in the state of Wisconsin, in my opinion.
Well, it's the state. Sorry. It's the state that is going to be stuck with this. Milwaukee and Milwaukee County would pay their portion. But it clearly state tax dollars that are going to be used to continue to support a multi-billionaire.
Yeah. And I think that's wrong. And I agree with you 100%. And thank you so much for educating us on the other side of the state, because we care about you guys on the other side of the state. So thank you so much, Earl, for the service you're providing. We appreciate it. You have a good day, Earl.
Hey, Gene, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for the support. I'm watching Ron DeSantis. Oh, I'm sorry, Ron DeSanctimonious, according to Donald Trump. And I remember early on, CJ and others, I'm supporting Ron DeSantis. I'm supporting Ron DeSantis. I'm supporting Ron DeSantis when Ron DeSantis was flying high. And when Ron DeSantis was projected to have a 45% lead over Donald Trump, who had a 20% rating at that time. Oh, what a, how things have changed. Let's go to Karina. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you so much for bringing it up with the Brewers and everything, because I've been listening as well. And, it's the two conversations going on in terms of big projects in Milwaukee. The other one is the domes. And the domes, they're talking about...
They want to destroy. They want to tear it up.
Right. Where perfectly, domes is educational. Domes is a family place. Domes is a weekend, a trip for kids. I mean, this is so much for the community, and it's not expensive to go there. So you would destroy this. You were spend millions of dollars for this monstrosity, where we use only people who like baseball.
Right.
I mean, really, I really wouldn't mind not to have it at all. I would, at it wouldn't even weather for me that it doesn't exist. But the domes, it's a cultural piece. It's a recreational piece. It's educational, science. I mean, come on now. What are we talking about?
Not to mention
what we're going to do.
Not to mention breathtakingly beautiful inside.
Besides the point.
Right.
It's experience. How many Milwaukee people you know who didn't even go in their life to Door County? Because they don't have money. They don't have ability. They don't have transportation. They don't have time between three jobs and kids and everything like that. But yet, you have a weekend, and you can take your kids pretty cheap. And very often, they have discounts and coupons and help for underserved population. And take those kids and see cactuses, see tropical plants. I mean, this is mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling that they not even stopping for 5 seconds to even compare what is more important for the population.
You know, Corina, I can't agree with you anymore. And the contrast between spending taxpayer dollars on the Brewer Stadium, you know, when you go to the Brewer Stadium and the cost of a seat, and a hamburger that's $15, and a beer, for heaven's sakes, if you drink beer, that's $12, and, you know, a cup of ice cream, that's $5. It certainly eliminates a family of five and $30 for parking. It certainly eliminates, I've seen families, man, you know, spend $250 for a Brewer game. You know, and you are right. It eliminates so many people. You know, when we had County Stadium, you know, you could get seats for a dollar. And I understand it was a different time. But and it allowed everybody to go. But American Family Park is not, you know, everybody can't make that happen. You are right that there's this constant pushback, tear down the domes. We don't have any tax dollars to pay for that. You know, that's in Milwaukee. But yet you want Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, even though American Family Park is in Milwaukee. The majority of the people who go don't live in Milwaukee. That's a fact. And yet, you know, we can subsidize that, but we can't subsidize something as important as the domes. You're 100% correct.
And this is the Milwaukee County, and now they're talking about, if you listen, sometimes, periodically, we have a conversation whether we need a zoo or not.
Well, they're arguing about the museum. You know, we don't need the museum. The museum is being downsized because of the financial aspects of it. Hey, Corina, we got to go to a break, but thank you very much, as always. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM.